This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to Do The Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African Radio. I am Ayodeji Fumilayo. Welcome to Global Gist. First, let's take the headlines. Australia expected to shuffle cabinets, three more ministers not running again. U.S. says Russian aircraft struck its drone with flare over Syria. Kenya's Odinga denounces unprecedented police brutality against protesters. Now the news in details. Two more Liberal cabinet ministers have announced they are not going to be seeking re-election, as sources tell Global News a federal cabinet shuffle is expected on Wednesday. Both Transportation Minister Omar Al-Gabra and Procurement Minister Elena Jadzik made announcements on Twitter Tuesday morning. After almost 11 years as a Member of Parliament, 2.5 years as a minister and 6 elections, I've made a difficult decision to not run in the next election, Al-Gabra said in a video address. As a result of this decision, I am also stepping aside as my role as minister, because the Prime Minister deserves a cabinet that is committed to running in the government's federal campaign. Al-Gabra adds that he will finish off his term as MP for Mississauga Centre. He became the Transportation Minister in January 2021, his first and only role in cabinet. In that time, Al-Gabra was faced with several high-profile challenges, most notably major delay issues at airports last summer and over the holiday season, and most recently, a strike at the port of Vancouver causing significant disruption in Canada's supply chain. It's estimated the 13-day work stoppage cost the economy $500 million daily and created a shipping backlog that will take months to clear. Fellow Ontario MP and political veteran Jack Zek tweeted the upcoming end of a time in federal politics the same morning. After 50 years of public service as a family doctor, Regional Medical of Health and Commissioner of Health Services, Member of Provincial Parliament, and now Member of Parliament for Markham, Stouffville, I have decided that I will not seek re-election after my current term, Jack Zek tweeted. U.S. says Russian aircraft struck its drone flare over Syria. In a statement on Tuesday, U.S. Air Force Central said a Russian aircraft flew dangerously close to a U.S. MQ-9 drone in the early hours of Sunday, harassing the drone and deploying flares from a position overhead. The U.S. MQ-9 severely damaging its propeller. Fortunately, the MQ-9 crew was able to maintain flight and safely recover the aircraft to its home base. Lieutenant General Alex Gierkewicz, the head of U.S. Air Forces Central, said, "We call upon the Russian forces in Syria to put an immediate end to its reckless, unprovoked, and unprofessional behavior." The incident is the latest in a series of encounters between Russian fighter jets over Syria. On July 6, the U.S. Air Force released a video of one such encounter showing a Russian Su-35 fighter closing in on an American drone. Kenya Odinga denounces unprecedented police brutality against protesters. Veteran Kenya opposition leader Raila Odinga on Tuesday denounced unprecedented police violence during the anti-government and anti-expense protests that have been taking place in the East African country in recent months. Since March, the opposition coalition Azimio has organized 9 days of action against the policies of President William Ruto. sometimes resulting in looting and clashing with the police. According to Azimio, at least 50 people have been killed since March, some 20 according to official figures. "We are witnessing unprecedented police violence," said Raila Odinga at a press conference for foreign media in the Kenya capital, Nairobi. Police and gangs have shot and killed or wounded dozens of people at point-blank range, he claimed, maintaining that all the victims were unharmed. According to him, the violence was particularly aimed at the Luo's, the ethnic and group from which he hails. Accusing the opposition of inciting violence, President Ruto affirmed on Wednesday his support for the police, who must ensure that they are firm against criminal gangs. Since March, the opposition coalition Azimio has organized 9 days of action against the police policy of President William Ruto, sometimes resulting in looting and clashes with the police. According to Azimio, at least 50 people have been killed since March, some 20 according to official figures. "We are witnessing unprecedented police violence," said Raila Odinga at a press conference for foreign media in the Kenya capital, Nairobi. According to him, the violence was particularly aimed at the Luos, the ethnic group from which he hails. Accusing the opposition of inciting violence, President Ruto affirmed on Wednesday his support for the police, who must ensure that they are firm against criminals, gangs, anarchists, and all those who want to sow chaos. Human rights organizations denounced the repression carried out by the police, who sometimes fired live ammunition. A coalition of 29 NGOs, including Amnesty International, claimed on Friday to have documented 27 extrajudicial summary and arbitrary executions during the 5 days of action organized in July. Instead of peaceful demonstrations, Azimio called for marches and vigils of solidarity for victims of police violence. "We call on Kenyans to come out, light candles, and lay flowers in their memory." Elected in 2022 August, William Ruto is facing growing opposition. In particular, he's accused of adding to the difficulties of Kenyans already struggling with ongoing inflation, plus 8% year-on-year in June, with a law enacted in early July introducing new taxes. This protestory about the cost of living and excessive taxes, and they will continue, said the opposition leader. Despite the low turnout for the latest days of mobilization on Thursday and Friday. Last week, the UN, the Commonwealth Secretariat, and leading Kenya media called on Ruto and Odinga to engage in dialogue. "We have always said that we are open to dialogue," assured Mr. Odinga. The opposition had cancelled demonstrations scheduled for April and May after William Ruto had agreed to hold talks. The talks collapsed, leading to a resumption of actions since the beginning of July. Many thanks for joining us on Global Gist. I am Ayodeji Fumilayo. Stay tuned for more exciting content on Dodo Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African radio.
This is Dodo Spray FM, Pan-African radio.